Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. It is Food for Thought Friday. I'm so glad that you're with us and pray you'll be blessed by today's program. I'd like to share nuggets of wisdom that has spoken to me, whether through my quiet time with Jesus, reading His Word, through devotions that I read, through articles I read, through conversations with people, social media. I just love how God loves to speak to His kids. And speaking of social media, there's a lady named Real Talk Kim on Twitter that I follow, and she just is a great encourager. She just kind of cuts to the chase. I love it. Sometimes she's probably so blunt that it splatters, but you know what? That's not good all the time, but sometimes you just need to hear it straight up, not warm and fuzzy, but just straight up. And she said this week, "You cannot fix someone who doesn't want to be fixed, but you can ruin your life by trying." Ouch. We'll say it one more time. "You cannot fix someone who doesn't want to be fixed, but you can ruin your life by trying." And I know there's people listening today or watching on our YouTube channel at Hope Is Here that, you know, you're an enabler. I've been there before. And, you know, you want to help people. You want to look for the good in people. But sometimes there just comes a point where you have to quit providing emotional, mental, and financial support and just let people learn. And it was tough because there was a guy I knew one time that I'd been helping some. Seemed like he's made some progress. But then kind of was getting off track, and I just said, "You know, man, I'm afraid you're going to wind up being homeless again because you're not making some wise decisions." And guess what? It happened. And I know he thought maybe I'd help him out and maybe let him live with me again. And I just said, "Nope, can't do that. Not going to do it." And yet that was hard, really hard. But I realized sometimes people have got to figure things out on their own. And, you know, sometimes that's what God does. You know, sometimes we put one knee down, but if we're honest, we still haven't fully surrendered the situation. And sometimes God has to get us when we have both knees down to be able to start to really fully surrender to the Lord and trust Him and to start living in a life of obedience and hope and where God can actually work in our life. I saw this quote by Bill Johnson, "The key to mental health is giving thanks in all things." And it's so, so true, friends. I shared this verse earlier this week in one of our programs, but man, we need to really read it every day. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 and 18. "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." As my friend Jason Carter says, thankful people are happy people. Isn't that good? Pastor Jason Carter, thankful people are happy people. And that's true. You know, friends, I mean, there could be 10 things going on in our life, and 8 of them could be pretty good. But what do we focus on? Those other two, right? The two that aren't going so well. And yet there could be 8 other good things going on, and yet we just focus on those two. And I think sometimes, friends, God just says, you know, "Hey, Greg, quit whining, quit complaining. Why don't you just thank me for some of the blessings that you've given me, that I've given you?" And we know all good things come from God and are gifts from above. So just remember that today and stay focused on that. My friend and guest of Hope Is Here, Pastor Dave Kibler, wrote recently on his Facebook page. He's a great follower on Facebook, Pastor Dave Kibler, Nicholasville. He said, "Judas and Peter heard the same sermons and had the same pastor. One betrayed Jesus to be crucified, and the other became the rock upon which Jesus would build his church. It's not the message, it's what you do with it." Isn't that great? Judas and Peter heard the same sermons and had the same pastor. One betrayed Jesus to be crucified, and the other became the rock upon which Jesus would build his church. It's not the message, it's what you do with it. So I want to ask you today, what are you going to do with what God's been telling you to do? We don't want to be like Judas, do we? Sell Jesus out, betray him. Yeah, Peter had some failures, okay? But Peter decided that, you know what, get reengaged. And Jesus used him to build his church. Yet we know that Judas ended his life because of the guilt over the betrayal. So we all have a choice. Do we want to act like Judas when we have failures? Do we run closer to God, or do we run from God? And man, I hope today you'll choose to say, you know, I'm going to be like Peter. He made mistakes. Sometimes he opened his mouth and spoke before he should think. He definitely probably had one of those T-shirts that said, I carry this shoe on my shirt, so I'm used to sticking my foot in my mouth. And yet God, he used him, because Peter really did love God, and he learned from his mistakes. And friends, you can do the same thing. God can use anybody. I mean, we're all he has to work with, right? Friends that graduated from high school, and I'll run into them, or somebody in college I hadn't seen in quite a while, and they're like, hey, what are you doing? You still doing college basketball coaching? Or, oh, you still own that grocery store? Or, you know, what are you doing? And I say, well, I'm actually a pastor. I'm in ministry, and I have a nonprofit ministry called Hope Is Here. And they're like, really? Wow. And I was like, yeah, God can use anybody, right? Friends, if he can use me, oh my goodness, he can use you. Remember Paul? I mean, Paul was a guy that was killing Christians, just despised Christians. And of course, God changed his life, and man, how powerful was he? And nobody had more influence writing the New Testament than Paul. So I want to encourage you today to decide, you know what? Am I going to be Judas? Am I going to be Peter? Am I going to be Paul? And say, you know what, Lord, I want to be a blessing to you. I want to be a blessing to others. And I'm not going to be a whiner. I'm not going to be a complainer. I'm going to praise you and be thankful. I saw this list. I'm not sure who wrote it, so I can't give credit, but I like this simple list. Simple but powerful. 10 things to let go of. 10 things to let go of. Number one, trying to make everyone happy. Ouch. Any fellow people pleasers listening or watching today besides me? Number two, standing in your own way. Yep, we've all been there, haven't we? Sabotaging our own success. Number three, let go of blurred boundaries. Sometimes, friends, you got to make a solid boundary, especially in unhealthy relationships, friendships. Another thing to let go of, number four, feeling guilty for speaking your mind. You know, friends, sometimes we have to do that. The one thing I do want to encourage you, it's okay to speak the truth, but don't forget about the second part of that Bible verse. Speak the truth in love. Speak the truth in love. Number five, a thing on the list of 10 things to let go of, staying in your comfort zone. Oh, man, let go of staying in your comfort zone. Friends, God's got some big plans for some of you, but he's like, you got to get out of your comfort zone. Got to get in the deep end of the pool, and God will meet you there, friends. Another thing to let go is the comparison game. We talk about that quite often. Hope It's Here. Quit playing that compare game. Just stay in your box and do you. Do your life to the best of your ability in a God-honoring way. Pray like it depends on God, but work like it depends on you. And when you do your part, God will do his part. Nothing to let go is overscheduling your life. Ouch. Something I'm definitely guilty of, and I need to do a better job, and I'm trying to improve on that and have some accountability about having a Sabbath in my life. Nothing to let go of is thinking you're stuck. Oh, the enemy loves to get us where we just think, I can never get unstuck. And it's just not true, friends, no matter what you're dealing with. I mean, God's like, you know what? That's why I sent my son, Jesus, and why he took the cross, is to let you know that you can get unstuck. Nothing a lot of us need to let go of is that negative self-talk. That negative self-talk. I shared earlier this week, I believe it was in Monday's program, the great quote, and I think I need to end it again here on Friday, by Dr. James Gill, just a renowned optical surgeon, does just incredible surgeries to help people with their eyes. And he actually ran 6 double iron triathlons. I mean, back-to-back iron triathlons. I mean, look that up if you don't know what it is. I mean, just to do one's amazing, but he's done 6 double iron triathlons. But he has this great quote. He says, you need to talk to yourself instead of listening to yourself. Say that one more time. You need to talk to yourself instead of lifting to yourself. My good friends, Dustin Jones, Jeff Musgrave, had Jeff on Hope Is Here last week talking about a wonderful program, brings hope to people over 50 with their physical health. Both those guys, physical therapists, started a new workout place called Stronger Life about 4 years ago, and God just really, really blessed it. But both of them did this event up in Eastern Kentucky, in Moorhead, Kentucky, actually, where they actually had to complete this 50-mile course, 50 miles. And, I mean, I don't know how in the world they did it. They call it the Big Turtle 50-miler. But those guys did it, and they were able to complete it in 11 hours and 51 minutes. And one of the things they both talked to me when I saw them a couple of days later at the gym, I said, man, how did you do that? And both of them just said, you know, there were times I felt like quitting. I just said, I can't do this anymore. And the other Jeff said, you know, Dustin, pick me up. And then Dustin said, same thing, man, when I was like, I just can't do this anymore. I wanted to stop. And he said, then Jeff said, come on, Dustin, we got this. Let's go. And he got his second win. And friends, that's why it's so important that we do life together, do it in community. I want to remind you that Jesus didn't do life by himself. He had 12 guys, the disciples, he did life intimately with for 12 years. But even out of those 12, he had three, Peter, James, and John, that he really did life intimately with. So I want to encourage you today that maybe that's something you need to kind of get back in contact and at least have one other person that you can be honest and be real with. But last but not least, you know, just say, you know, hey, what, I'm going to be honest, and two is great. I mean, Jesus had three, but just saying, I'm going to do life with somebody, and I'm going to reach out. I know we haven't been in contact, and listen to them. Let them listen to you. Pray for one another. Encourage one another. Keep one another accountable. Last but not least, on 10 things to let go of, you need to let go of the fear of failure. The fear of failure. Oh, friends, I know I just sit and think how much time I've let the enemy steal my joy, steal opportunities in my life because of fear. I'm embarrassed to admit that, and that's one of the things I just want so desperately when we do Hope Is Here, to let people not live in fear, to live in faith and to live in hope and know that Jesus loves them and he cares for them. He wants to help them. I saw this great poem by T.B. LaBerge recently. It said, hope is not an idea, a movement, or a fluttering songbird. Hope is not a dream or a wish, a plea, or a thought. Hope is a man who died on a cross, who took on the world so that it might be saved. Hope is a God who became a carpenter, a king who wore a crown of thorns. Hope came to the world and called it beautiful, lovely, and altogether worthy of redemption. Hope is Christ, and he is calling all to give, giving out himself so that we may know what hope is. Oh, man, that is so, so good, friends. And we can stand on that promise now, today, in the future. But sometimes we get discouraged and think that, you know what, I just don't know if I can overcome this. But, friends, remember, there's always, always hope because of Jesus. But we have to stay focused on him and trust him and know that he loves you. And the Bible says, if God is for us, who can be against us? So, no, appreciate you watching today. You've been blessed by this program. I hope you'll share it with somebody else. Hope you have a great weekend. And I hope you'll join us again next week on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Are you over 55 looking to increase your strength, endurance, balance, coordination, and more? Fitness for folks over 55 should be more than just stretching and mild workouts. Stronger Life, fitness for people over 55, helps folks do the things that they want and need to do. From lifting heavy packages, grandchildren, and pets, to hiking the Inca Trail. Created by doctors of physical therapy and led by Stronger Life certified coaches, group classes are not only effective, but safe. A Stronger Life is a better life. Located in Lexington. For more information, visit us online at StrongerLifeHQ.com.